Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin well, thank you.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details. College basketball is nonstop, big games, tight spreads, momentum swings every night. And now FanDuel is giving you a way to turn that energy into even bigger wins with a college basketball parlay profit boost. Here's how it works. Build any college hoops parlay you like. The early tip, the rivalry game, the ranked matchup, the late night West Coast shootout. Mix spreads, totals, props, whatever fits your read of the slate. Then just apply your profit boost and instantly bump up that potential payout. Go safe. Go spicy. Go with the team you've been following all season. It's your parlay, your style, now with even more upside behind it. Head to FanDuel.com/podcast to get started. FanDuel. Play your game.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Well, it's a week before Christmas, and I love Christmas music. I'm going to play some next Tuesday night in the 5 o'clock hour. This is one of my favorite bands, Los Straitjackets. They perform with wrestling, Mexican wrestling masks on, which is always entertaining. So it's more instrumental here. But you know what? As much as I want to segue into Christmas music, I think this might be more appropriate for this segment here. Yep. Got to welcome Frank Cusimano in, and we're on the pickleball court on Saturday against our mutual friend Jeff Drew, who had a birthday yesterday, and your daughter, Brooke. And something, Frank, as you know, interesting happened. We were switching teammates, and you and I, we just smoked them in one game. But your daughter got very defiant, and she said, no, we're going again. We're going again this same pair. And I believe you said something like, what makes you think, based on what just happened, that you should go again? Remember saying that to Brooke?
That's right.
And what did they do? They came back and they beat us in that second game. But then, of course, we're still the champions because we beat them barely in that third game. But that was a tough throwdown. Your daughter, I don't know who's more competitive, you or Brooke, your daughter, or your wife. I've played with her before, too. My goodness. We had fun, though, didn't we, Frank?
We did have a lot of fun. And if you count the final numbers, as I reminded Brooke that night when we were watching the Billiken game, we did beat you 3 out of 4 times. So, you know, you can... You just remember the stats,
look,
okay?
I looked at you and I said, dude, you know that you cannot lose to your daughter. So we were very focused on that mission, and we thank our friend Jeff Drew, and we wish him a happy birthday from yesterday. So maybe that wasn't the most compelling sports on the field over the weekend, but good Lord, we have all these terrible stories. Patrick Mahomes is done. I'm a Packers fan. Micah Parsons is done for a year. Let's start with the Chiefs. They weren't going to really do anything and make the playoffs anyway, but this is just devastating with the Mahomes injury, Frank.
Yeah, and I know you come back now sooner with an ACL mark. It used to be, you know, it's for sure 12 months at least. But I wouldn't anticipate him being, like, ready to go in the month of September. Plus, you know, Andy Reid's 69. Travis Kelce's finished. I'm still not wild about their skilled position players. Their offensive line, you know, is not great. I'm not saying this is the end of the run, but things are not looking great for the Kansas City Chiefs moving forward, at least the immediate future.
Well, especially because the division is getting so good, and you look at what the Broncos are doing right now and the Chargers, so it's tough out there, and it's certainly tough in the NFC as well. So it was an interesting NFL weekend. I think we're going to see some different teams in the postseason, although the Rams, man, they may be hard to stop. They look really good right now.
Yeah, they got some bad news on the wide receiver, but you're right. They clearly have been the best team. They had the best coach. They had the MVP. They had the star running back from Vianney. Puka Nacua is the best wide receiver in football. So, yeah, they look scary. And then, you know, Les Snead, you know, I don't like the Rams, but I've never had anything against Les Snead. He gets all these guys in the fourth round, like Nacua, like Kyron. They just draft well and they coach him up. They're really unbelievable.
Hang on, Leeson's going to talk it into his mic up. Go ahead.
Sorry. There we go. Okay. I tell you what, Frank, the NFC is just such an interesting story this year because you have two divisions that you could make great arguments for should have three teams in the playoffs in the West and the North. But unfortunately, there's going to be probably a really good team that's left out. And right now it's looking like the Detroit Lions. So I know their record isn't out of this world this year, but that's still a very good football team. So it just goes to show you how good that conference really is.
Yeah, wouldn't that be unbelievable? The Lions with all that firepower and that really good coach, if they don't make it. You know, the team that nobody talks about, they got 10 wins, is San Francisco.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Don't look now, but here come the 49ers and that brilliant mind, Coach Shanahan.
Well, and even in that division, the Seahawks are good. I mean, there's going to be some interesting the next few weeks. Now, the Packers have the Bears next Saturday night, so we got some
popcorn.
Weird games because right before Christmas, that's a huge game, obviously, and that stupid tie that the Packers got at the start of the season with the Cowboys really sucks. All right, the Cardinals, I saw, picked up someone again. I guess is the MO here with Chaim Bloom, because he used to work for the Red Sox, is he only doing trades and deals with the Red Sox? Is that where we're at?
Well, it kind of looks like that. But I like the move. I mean, Dustin Mays at one time was a phenom. I mean, he was a phenom. When the Dodgers first brought him up, he was 6'6 and throwing 97, 98 with a wicked slider. I think this is the kind of move, though, that the Cardinals have to make. A guy that has really good talent, but for some reason or another has not pitched at an elite level last year, 7-11, with an ERA of nearly 5. But if you can get this guy going, and he's had some really bad injuries, including a torn esophagus. Imagine coming back from that, Mark. But I think this is a guy that could actually pitch well for the Cardinals. And if they're not in it, then you could move them at the deadline and get some good value. I like the free agent signing.
A week from tonight, I'm heading over. I'm sure you'll probably be there to the Bragging Rights game. That takes place with Mizzou and Illinois. And Illinois, despite being as good as they are, I couldn't believe it. I watched that Nebraska-Illinois game, and Nebraska picked them off at home in Champaign. Nebraska looking as good as I've seen them in decades right now, probably. Mizzou's playing all these teams that they should be beating by 30 or 40. Maybe they're beating them by 20. But the Billikens are kind of hot right now.
Yeah, I went on Saturday night. And they beat San Francisco, who's had some good successes over the last couple of years. Mark, there's like four schools that they've played that are not dogs, that are reasonably good teams. Last year, when they played those four schools, they were a -5. This year, they're a +46. I had Kellen Thames and Robbie Avila in studio last night. And here's the best thing I can say about the Billikens. A player was recently asked by his father who your best friend is on the team, and he started to listen to a couple of players, and he listed a few more players, and at the end, he had listed the whole team, and that's symbolic of what this squad is about. They got nine guys, and they got nine guys who could score 15 points every night, but they all check their egos at the door, make the extra pass. They had 30 buckets on Saturday with 20 assists. They are without a doubt the best sports show in town as we speak.
Awesome. Frank, have a great week. We will talk on Friday afternoon as we take into the Christmas week. So have a great week.
Sounds great.
All right,
Thanks.
Take care. That's Frank Cusimano. We did have fun. You said you played pickleball with Frank one time, Ethan, didn't you?
I did. Unfortunately for him, when I was playing back then, I was just getting started, so I felt like I almost burdened him with how not good I was. I'm much better now.
I held my own. I did pretty well.
Good
I think
for
I played
you.
The best I've played. He's good, though. Cusimano's really good. I mean, he can slam the ball, and he's got some and his daughter both, but I feel like I'm getting better as I play more. It's so much fun. It really is. And that match on Saturday, usually I prefer racquetball just because a little bit better you know, aerobic, but we were moving around and it was intense competition. It was so funny.
It's easy to get into it. I mean, there's spots everywhere to play. Everyone likes playing. You get a little active. It's just a fun sport.
When his daughter said, well, we want the same team, Frank and I thought that they were crazy because we had smoked them and they came back and almost beat us. So that was a lot of fun. And our thanks to the king, as we call him at Bell Reef, Jeff Drew.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Skincare experts and dermatologists have often touted the benefits of indoor humidity as essential for healthy, glowing skin. But did you know dry air can start to harm your skin in as little as 30 minutes? For years, many people have relied on humidifiers for better skin, sleep, and overall wellness. But traditional models? Bulky, mold-prone, and difficult to maintain. That's where Canopy Humidifier comes in. Recommended by leading dermatologists, Canopy is a completely reimagined humidifier designed to elevate any space, offering the ultimate in skincare and wellness benefits. Canopy's clean moisture combats dryness, dullness, and fine lines while strengthening the skin's barrier and boosting the effectiveness of topical skincare products. With its sleek design, Canopy is the cleanest and easiest humidifier on the market. With its unique technology, cleaning is as easy as popping it in the dishwasher. Go to getcanopy.co to save $25 on your Canopy humidifier purchase today with Canopy's filter subscription. Even better, use code PODCAST at checkout to save an additional 10% off your Canopy purchase. Your skin will thank you.
At Marathon gas stations, every stop is the start of fun, like the awesome fuel savings you can get with Marathon Rewards. Join Marathon Rewards today and start earning rewards on every gallon of gas. You can redeem rewards at any time, saving up to $1 per gallon. And don't forget, Marathon stations are packed with all the conveniences you need to stock up and live life on the go. Marathon, where fun runs on full. Available at participating Marathon locations. Terms and conditions apply. See marathonrewards.com for details.
I'm one of those people who will happily eat steak and eggs any time of the day. Breakfast, dinner, it's technically midnight, but I'm still hungry. Doesn't matter. There's just something unbeatable about a good steak hitting a hot pan. That immediate sizzle, the smell filling the kitchen, and then topping it with a fried egg where the yolk is deep yellow and just barely runny. Unreal. Pure protein heaven. That's also why I love having Omaha Steaks on hand. The steaks are incredibly tender, super flavorful, and cook evenly, whether I'm searing them on the stovetop or throwing them on the grill. It's that steakhouse quality bite at home. Omaha Steaks has everything from their fan favorite filet mignon, yes, the USDA certified tender one, to burgers, chicken, pork, seafood, and even fully cooked comfort meals like beef pot roast or meat lover's lasagna for nights when you still want high protein but zero effort. Get 50% off the world's best everyday protein. Go to omahasteaks.com for 50% off site wide during their semi-annual sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. That's 50% off at omahasteaks.com and an extra $35 off with promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.